Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF. Want to thank some of our sponsors, Mineral Area College, Park Hills, Bloomsdale Bank and Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve and Crystal City, Patsy's Furniture of St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, as well as Presbyterian Manor in Farmington. Can't forget about the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington, as well as Gilster Mary Lee and Serenity Hospice Care. And we've got Chris Schott, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, joining us here, our final segment of our postgame coverage here, as Windsor takes the Class 3 District 2 championship in overtime. A game-winning goal for Tanner Berry off the free kick by Jake Mahone. 2-1 your final score. And Coach Schott, what a great 2018 for the Hillsborough Hawks. You finished 9-11-2, but the record really not indicative of how good you guys were, because you play so many tough teams, and you and I had talked about that earlier this week leading up to this game. But kind of your first initial thoughts, what's kind of going through your head after the season wraps up here tonight?
First off, you feel bad for the guys the way the game ended. You know, we played really well. I thought we keep stats on the sideline, our managers, time of possession, passing, stuff like that. And we had the better of the play, and this game can be brutal sometimes. You don't always win the games you outplay the other team in. And their guys never quit after we got down. You know, we kind of misplayed a ball in the midfield and just kind of rolled back, and the surface was so slick. Seth slides out, missed the ball but just by a little bit, but, you know, his body carried him through their forward, and it just resulted in a penalty kick where, you know, heck, the ball was almost out of bounds. But that's the part. It's hard to swallow. It's nobody's fault, really. It's just one of those things that happens in the game. And, you know, they've made the best of their chance they had in overtime. And, you know, you feel bad for the 9 seniors. But like you said, there's guys that are coming back to hopefully step up and fill the 4 starters' roles, but also those guys that come off the bench that are seniors too.
I'm glad you mentioned the goalkeeper. It's something I failed to talk to Windsor coach about, Coach Kruger, but certainly got to talk to you about Seth Oshie, because he made some really good saves, some really smart decisions. There was one, I don't remember, I think it was early second half, a header towards the top of the crossbar, and he knocked it down with both hands and kept possession for you and then threw an out pass for you guys. But Seth Oshie, a senior goalkeeper for you that is obviously moving on to something else, but he really stood out tonight for you guys.
Yeah, and he's somebody that didn't play the game until his sophomore year of high school, so he's come a long way. He made a save like that the other night. You know, it's just one of those things where he's really quick, and it was a ball off a corner. You know, the one the last game I'm thinking of was a head ball straight down to his feet, gets down and gets it. But, you know, that's point blank. It was almost the same tonight. But like you said, it was up more towards the bar. But, yeah, he kept us in the game, made some nice plays. And like I said, he's come a long way in 3 years, you know, to a varsity starter. So it was good to see him progress and do the things that he's done for us.
Let's talk a little bit about gameplay, Coach Schott, here. In the first half, it seemed like midfield possession for you guys was really, really strong. Mark Moore, oh my goodness. I mean, how many times did he touch the ball through the midfield and sort of turn up field and get Riedenauer out on the wings? And even Tello a couple of times chased a few Mark Moore balls down as well. But Mark Moore was a great presence for you, and some long shots early in that first half. What was the idea there in the first half with those, you know, long goal attempts?
Sometimes, you know, with the conditions like they are, if you put one in there and you short hop that goalie with how slick it is, sometimes you sneak one under or, you know, misplays it. So I think Mark was probably just kind of testing him right off the bat just to see, you know, if he could sneak one in early. But our three mids that were in there, you know, they never came off the field other than halftime and at the break before overtime. But Mitchell, Mark, and Sergio all, I thought they dominated the midfield. We were able to get it out to our wingers, swing it through the middle to the other side, almost at will, it seemed like at times. But we just couldn't get that ball. They put, seemed like, about 5 guys across the top of the box, and they were kind of doubling Isaac on their left side, our right side. So they knew what they were trying to take away. Like I said in the interview, I guess this morning, was we know each other so well. We know each other's tendencies. So they knew what to take away from us, and, you know, we kind of knew what to take away from them. And it was a really good game back and forth. But, you know, we gave up that first goal, and then the second goal was just, you know, the guy, we missed a mark, and, you know, he made us pay for it.
Second half, couldn't quite really tell who won the second half when it came to possession. It seemed like it was just about 50-50. But you guys – continue to press and read Nauer, as I said, and I'm sure you would repeat as well. When guys are around the 18-yard box, get the ball in, see what happens, make the best pass you can possible. Reed Nauer said he did, and it worked out for you guys. So you get, out in front 1-0, and kind of what was going through your head at that time?
Well, the goal was great. I mean, I know it was an own goal, but, Isaac made that happen. I can't remember who he got the ball from, but that's
– Neither can I, sorry, coach.
that's one of his things where, we – And he listens. He's a great player. He knows what his strengths are, and his strength is getting by that wing back and diving down towards that end line and looking for guys crashing in the middle, because the strikers know, the midfielders know, crash the middle. Isaac's going to be his guy, draw the defender to him and the keeper to the near post, and the middle of the goal is usually open. And Isaac made that play, played it in. It just got one of their guys before it got ours. So, the goal that they scored, it was just one of those, like I said before, it was kind of a freak thing. I think maybe our guys weren't settled down yet. The adrenaline's pumping on both teams, and you always, after a goal, you want to try to come back as calm as you can and just keep playing the way you were playing. But right when they tied it, I think it was maybe a minute and a half.
Yeah, what, too long?
After we scored. And it seemed to kind of get more frantic. It was almost like watching a tennis match, because it was down in our end, then it was down in their end, back and forth. So, but there was never really any great scoring opportunities that materialize for either team. So you're almost thinking we should just skip the overtime and go to PKs, because that's what it felt like.
It would be fun.
That's like you thought it was going there anyway. But no, the second half, when it got late and when the game's tied like that in a big game, players get kind of frantic. Like if that clock hits zero and we're still tied, the world's going to end, and that's kind of what I told our guys when we came off after regulation, is that just calm down. You don't need to score in the first minute. You got 30 minutes to get it done, and if not, then we got penalties, which you don't like to go to. But it's not do or die every second when the game's tied. You still have time, so you just be patient.
And my broadcast partner tonight, as you are well aware of, Nate Reiser, head coach for DeSoto, he pointed out that when it comes to soccer, the first 5 minutes of a game or of a half are important. The last 5 minutes of a half are important. But also the first 5 minutes after a goal is scored. And, again, within about 90 seconds or so, here comes Windsor the other way. They get the PK and eventually tie it up, Coach. These guys roll off your tongue quite quickly. I got to look at the roster here again. Mitchell Hickson, Sergio Cruz, and Mark Moore, three of your very strong midfielders, very important to your success this year. They're coming back for their senior year. Kind of dive in for us, Coach, real quick. Your thoughts on this senior class coming back?
Senior classes, even our back line, three of the four back line players or starters are all juniors as well, with a freshman on the other side. But like Isaac pointed out, our three starting forwards and our goalkeeper are seniors. And those are, you talk about losing guys and how are we going to fill their shoes and this and that. But guys always step up. They may not be the same player as the guy that left that position, but guys always tend to step up as they mature. They materialize and have skill that you didn't know, or they just physically mature and they get a little faster, a little stronger, and more confident. So you always, for a while we'll think about the guys we're losing, but, as a coach, you're always looking at next year, even while the course of the season's going, and trying to figure out which guys, hey, we need to get some more playing time for these guys, because they're going to be big factors next year as well. But, the midfield, those guys are set, and we got some other midfielders that would come off the bench that, they may materialize into forwards for us. So it's just one of those things we'll look at, in the off season, the summertime and all that stuff, and just kind of set our sights on that. And, you always start with one lineup, but you never finish with the same one you started in August. So.
All right. Well, Coach, I guess after this fall comes to an end, you got spring soccer to get ready for, don't you? Girls soccer.
Kick around start on the 14th, so we're less than 2 weeks away.
It begins that early.
Well, the girls, they're always asking me, hey, when are open field / kick around starting? So we already kind of got a tentative schedule. I didn't want to put it out in writing yet, but I kind of have one where we, have field time reserved and that. So, November 14th is when we start kind of having the kick arounds, which are completely voluntary, but they'll come out in droves when the weather's nice and not much when it's, 20 degrees. But, there's always some that show, and if they want to try to get better, we'll be there for them to do that.
Your daughter's going to be a senior this year, isn't she?
Yep, she'll be a senior.
Okay, I saw her as the manager, one of your managers down there on the field earlier. So
yeah, she was on the bench first half and then films the second half. Her and Brianna take turns. So
Well, very cool. Well, Coach Shad, as always, appreciate all of your time helping us out here. And sorry for the loss this evening, but you're a great coach to talk to, and we appreciate your time again.
All right. Well, thanks for coming out and covering the game. I appreciate it.
You got it. Chris Shad, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, as they fall in the Class 3 District 2 Championship. The Windsor Owls upend them 2-1 in overtime.